Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Miss Mandy has a really funny story about Piggy Loser. Piggy Loser has been confessing all of his dirty secrets. And this is a really funny one. It seems that he had an ex-girlfriend and he went to visit her when she was at college. This is about an ex-girlfriend. This, I guess, was his girlfriend at the time. She was sharing an apartment with this really good-looking girl named Stacy. Well, he got to their apartment. They left to go shopping. So he snuck into Stacy's room and went straight to her panty drawer. Piggy Loser. You are a naughty piggy. So he found this little red thong. He grabbed it and ran out of the room. So he went into his girlfriend's room and he took off all his clothes and he put on Stacy's thong. And his little clitty got hard. Isn't that a surprise? So, on the wall of his girlfriend's room, there was Madonna there in a black leather corselet with a whip. And Piggy Loser was wearing those little red thongs. He looked at Madonna, jerked off, and came all over poor Stacy's panties. I would have been pissed if I was Stacy. Well, anyway, then he started thinking, they're going to come back. And that made him all excited again. So he found a picture of Stacy and his girlfriend. His girlfriend and Stacy had on jeans, real tight ones, and real hot sunglasses. And so he got all worked up and he started masturbating again, like a good piggy stroker boy. And he started thinking, Stacy's making me wear these panties. And she's laughing at him because she knows it's making him excited. And so he grabbed the picture frame and frantically started jerking off. And then he came again, but this time even harder. So instead of being on the panties, it was on the floor. So he pictured Stacy forcing him to lick it up off the floor. Well, he licked it up off the floor. He licked it up off the panties. The panties were soaked. I think he said he put them back in the drawer. And I don't know, he was staring at the picture of Stacy the whole time. Sounds like he likes Stacy better than his girlfriend. So when they came home, Stacy asked him why there was a stain on his carpet. Did he spill something? How funny is that? So he must have gotten all red in the face, and I guess he said he did spill something, but he cleaned it up. I wonder if we should call Stacy up and tell her, hey, Stacy, Piggy Loser came all over your panties and all over the floor. I mean, you know what's really pathetic? He thinks he licked those panties clean, that they'd be clean enough, like a girl couldn't tell. I mean, they'd be all stinky. Ew! Well, anyway, Piggy Loser has some more funny stories to tell me that I will be posting. There's a little bit more on this post, so read the transcript of this blog, because it's really funny. So, all you losers out there, so is that what you do? You steal panties, masturbate in them, come on the floor, and then lick it up? Ooh, 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 ooh. That's pretty funny. Piggy loser, you are such a piggy loser. You are a loser. More to come, piggy loser. Keep those stories coming. I'm sure all my stroker boys who like to be humiliated are going to love reading their post.